Thank you very much, worship team. The songs really got into the hearts of the worshipers. Thank you. So, at this time, it's a prayer request time, testimony time. And if you have something to announce or share, this is the time for everyone. Yeah, God is great. Amen. And great is thy faithfulness. For those who have not shared the goodness of God or have not shared to the family what God has done to them in the last year, this is your time also to share it to us. And for those who have plans for this year, or if you want the family to pray together for that request, this is also your time.
Hello. Hello, good to see all of you, and Happy New Year. Yeah, it's so good to be back here, even though I wasn't supposed to be here. Joyce had influenza 3 weeks ago, and the next day I also went to the doctor and I had it. But we recovered well, and we traveled to Tsukuba to spend the New Year. But probably during the traveling or the New Year holidays, I caught some stomach infection. I didn't know it was so serious, so I just thought, yeah, it's something that will go away. But it persists, and I couldn't, like, do anything in the house. So yesterday I went to the doctor, and he told me, he gave me medicine and said I have to stay in the house for at least 2 days. And then I'm thinking, again, another Sunday, not going to church. Yeah, but I thank God because I'm well. Yeah, he has given me strength to be able to rise up this morning and to bless his name. And we thank God for the new year. God is really good. I'm so happy to see all of you. It's not easy to be away from our church family because this family is very important to us. I always look forward to come and be together with you. Yeah, I know it's not one of the main purpose of coming to church, but yeah, being part of this family is so important to me. And even when you are away, you feel that you're missing something. But I'm sure even though we are away, we are together in the spirit. We are praying for one another. We are standing in the gap for each other and praying for each other. So please just continue to pray for us, especially health-wise, that God will watch over us this cold season for kids who go to Hoikuen. Infections are in, out. But God will watch over us and also for our dreams and ambitions. The year has just begun. We have so many things, all of us, that we want God to help us for the new year. So let's just pray for each other as a family that God will help us to manage, to go through this year and achieve the purposes that we have. God bless you.
Like everyone has already spoken last year. Okay, well, actually, the last Sunday of the year was so good to really close the year. For those who were not here, we had a big time sharing. Like everyone got to hold the microphone and say something. It was good, and we had a prayer time. I was so blessed to have Darcy prayed over for me, and I'm sure you also had your share last Sunday. And for this year, I'm sure you're also looking forward for not only blessings, but challenges in life. As we know, being followers of Christ is not, they say it's not really roses, but mostly thorns. Because through those thorns and challenges in life, that's how we grow. That's how we know who God is and who we are. And I'm really so thankful for Pastor Chris and Naomi to give me that book about wisdom. For the past days, I realized that I really don't have the wisdom at all. I feel so dumb and feel like a fool just reading those for the past 6 days, 5 days. Wow, that was really very heavy for me. Knowing your age and then knowing the knowledge that you have known and still you don't have the wisdom. That's very painful to know. But of course, our wisdom doesn't come from ourselves. It comes from the Lord. Even how much you have studied, even how much you have learned things, but our wisdom comes only from the Lord. Oh. Okay. Oh, yeah, Fernando is giving me a hint. Let's welcome the first-timers who have come. For those first-timers, anyone here or first time to visit? Okay. Would you like to tell us your name and where you're from? Okay, welcome to the church, Mai. We also have university students here, if you would like to. Grace is a university student also here. Who else? Who are other university students? Pastor Kevin, are you a university student? Yeah. Christ University. We are all students. Yeah. Oh, prayer request. Okay. Sophia. Nice name. Well, okay. I just want to share something. Last time I told you about my son's going to the Philippines, there might be some changes of the schedule. I assumed he will go in March, but for some reasons that some unsettled things. Pastor Kevin is looking at me. Yeah, you know, for reasons not under my control. So. I hope and I pray that God will really smoothen things up and Chris will still be in the Philippines to pursue his studies. Not maybe in March, but later. But still, yeah, we're looking forward to it as time goes. things will be settled. So please continue to pray for us about that. But definitely, I have already signified to renew my contract with my company. So that's one of the things that really is sure for now. And I thank the Lord for continually blessing me with such a good company that really caters my need financially and as for our stability here in Japan. Thank you very much also for your prayers. Okay, I think... No, okay. Miwa.
Hello, everybody. My name is Miwa. Thank you for praying for my asthma. Yesterday, I went to hospital to see my doctor, and I get a medical check, something else. And doctor told me you became really, really good. Now, last year, same time, I was stage four, and my bronchial tube, as it was almost 97 years old lady. Same. So bad, I mean. It's terrible. But when I'm walking around, I'm always feel like, oh my God, I'm dying. I felt. But now I came back to 54 years lady. Yeah, it's kind of joke, but I'm really thankful God. God bless me, bless of me, and my God saved me from big asthmatic attack last year, and I'm really so happy to come back to here again. This is my regular Sunday. Every Sunday, I was in here. I'm sorry. So. I'm sorry, I can't explain very well how happy I am here. Thank you. I love you guys. Really thankful God. God give me a nice, wonderful Christian family. Give it to me. Thank you.
Yeah, even if you're not here, Miwa, we are already praying for you. We also pray for you. So as much as we don't have any control of our schedule also, sometimes you can't come to church. But this church is really assuring us that they're praying for us. So thank you very much, church, for praying for the members of this church. Really, one day in the house of the Lord is better than 1,000 days in the world. Yeah. Yes, that's really, really true. So when you get into the church, it seems like you forget every problem that you have because you have a family that listens, you have a family that supports you. Amen. So I think it's a prayer time. Let's continue to... by the way, if you have your bulletins with you, so there are some prayer lists there, Thanksgiving and prayer list at the last portion, fourth page. Please include this in your personal prayers, prayer time, and also continue to pray for Naomi. I saw her, and I feel the heaviness in her tummy, because when I was pregnant with Chris, he was so heavy also, but he's only one at that time. But for Naomi, there are two babies inside. So I don't know how to describe the burden of having two heavy babies inside your tummy. But we're looking forward to that also, to see those twins in the church. Okay. For let's pray for our pastors, our missionaries, and for our brothers who are also coming back to Japan.